Ladies and gentlemen, welcome down to the third annual Do Go On Golden Shiny Gary's Awards. I've forgotten what these are called since last time.
It stopped
really suddenly. It feels like it...
The conductor just did a nope.
the lowest volume.
Daryl Summers did a...
Yeah. Anyway, do you want me to keep that going? Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
All right, great. What are the awards called again?
They're called the Golden Garys, the
Golden
Shiny...
Shinies.
The Shiny Garys.
Shiny Garys.
The Do Go Honours, the Shiny Garys.
Yes. God, there's so many confusing...
That's right. Welcome to the Do Go Honours.
Anyway, you're
here...
This is
the third annual.
Third annual.
Oh, time flies.
Is it third? Yeah.
This is the third.
You're here, obviously, with your hosts, Matt, Jess, and Dave.
Yes. Yes, I got to mention. That's me.
I don't know.
It's an honour to be nominated.
Here, I'll fade this down.
There oh, you're the... Yeah, okay, so you just let everyone know we don't have an actual band in here.
You know, she meant...
I gave them the fade down sign.
Right.
Obviously.
Oh, there is an actual band in here.
Yeah, and they're all a bit mad at you now.
I was wondering what all those people were doing in here holding instruments.
Yeah, they're here to be our band.
I just thought we had an entourage these days.
Yeah.
You know, there's always hangers on.
We are recording on the Oscars day as well. So we're in the right spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're feeling festive and awardy.
That's right.
Taika Waititi won an Oscar.
Yep.
Brad Pitt.
And we'll claim Taika.
Brad Pitt from the Ozarks won an Oscar.
Yes, we'll claim him.
Also...
Laura Dern
won one. Great, a lot of great winners.
Yeah.
Parasite, which was recommended to me so long ago and I haven't got around to seeing it yet.
Apparently it's great.
I've heard it's Oscar worthy. Alexi Toliopoulos said it's one of the best movie winners. He tweeted a link. A list. Jesus.
Of best picture winners.
Of the ones like actually good best picture winners.
Right.
And he's like, it is up there.
Okay.
It was a relatively short list. I think he listed about 8 films over the journey, maybe.
Gladiator?
He didn't have Gladiator on there.
I'm just playing you off.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
Pretty good anecdote, actually. So
I saw a tweet, so.
Best anecdote. Goes to.
Matt's acceptance speech is read. I saw a tweet.
Can we just say that this is the episode that no one wanted to happen?
Yeah.
People tried to stop this
Should
episode.
Should we explain what happened?
I think so.
So here's what happened. We were set to record on a Friday night?
Yeah, about 10 days ago.
Friday night. And Dave and I arrive here at the studio and we're like, Matt's a bit late. Then Matt messages and says, you guys remember we're recording at my house tonight, right?
We both left at half an hour because we didn't want to be rude and say, Matt, where are you? He didn't want to say, guys, where are you?
Yeah, which is, we're all very polite here. So then we go, oh, fuck, we were supposed to record at Matt's house, but we don't have our regular equipment. So this isn't that fun now that I'm retelling it, is it? It's not that interesting. Should I play myself off?
Play yourself, you have the power.
Anyway.
And then the equipment didn't work.
We used some backup equipment. It didn't work. We tried for a couple of hours. It didn't work. And look, they've given me the sign. But anyway, we're here now and we're going to do it. And it's Oscars Day, but it's also Shiny Gary's Day.
More importantly.
Yeah, obviously.
I think that they really copied us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years.
It's pretty embarrassing, actually, really, isn't it?
Yeah, back off.
Yeah, come
Oscar,
on.
Oscar, whoever you are.
Get over it.
I'm sure Dave mentioned it in the episode about the Oscars a while
That's
back.
That's right. There was a...
It's unclear.
It's contentious.
Yeah, I love a contentious issue.
Well, I want to kick things off with arguably one of the biggest awards, but I think it will set the tone for the rest of the program.
Right. So we got the patrons to vote again this year,
yes,
I assume?
Yes, patrons have voted, and there's a bunch of categories that they've voted for.
Wow.
They voted for their favourite episode of Do Go On and also our spin-off podcasts. They voted for their favourite guest reporter, favourite live show, and their favourite episode of the decade.
Of the decade.
Whoa, that's a big one.
All of those coming up right after this. And we're back.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for those messages from our sponsors.
We all just got little gift bags.
Oh my God, mine's got a
One's got a dog in it.
I went to the toilet and someone sat in my seat while I was gone so that the crowd looked full.
And then I got off the toilet and someone sat on that. They even filled the toilet seats here. They
filled toilet the seat. Toilet seats. Fill this toilet seat. Fill it. You, fill it.
Anyway, so we're going to be starting with the Patreon's favourite report giver.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
And the nominees are, I hate that I have so much power.
No, I love it. Who are the nominees?
The nominees are David James Warnocky.
Whoa.
Look humble, look humble.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, I clapped myself. That's the wrong one. I meant to clap for the others.
Matthew James Stewart.
Now I'm clapping, guys. I'm clapping. It's me.
And Jessica Ann Perkins.
Woo! Crowd favourite here.
Jessica
favorite.
And Perkins. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, Jessica and Perkins.
Power duo.
And the winner is... I want a change of music. And the winner is... I don't know. Maybe two-time.
Who's it going to be?
The winner...
Is it two-time winner or a first-time winner?
Would it be three-time?
Three-time. You are currently two-time winner. Your voice... He's basically already wearing it like he's already got the crown on his
head. Okay, well, let's make it a little interesting because second place is a tie.
Ooh.
I mean, is that... No, actually, no, it wouldn't definitely necessarily be that way, would it?
No.
No, of course not.
It would be unlikely to be that, actually, because
tied
hundreds
on,
and hundreds of people voted.
Yeah, and tied on 95 votes.
Wow.
Is Matt Stewart.
Oh, ripped off.
And Jess Perkins.
Oh. No, you are kidding. Coming I really in, thought I didn't deserve it this year.
145 votes, David Warnocky.
145, it's a landslide again.
That is lovely.
I think that's actually. I think we've pegged you back each. I'll accept this award on Dave's behalf.
I think Dave Warnocky is unable to accept the award.
I think it has. It's the margin has narrowed the last couple of years. Anyway,
we're catching him.
Can I just say thank you so much to the voters, first of all,
mm-hmm.
to the Academy itself,
mm-hmm.
also the voters.
Yep.
And I would just like to pay my respects to my my competitors in this category, and I hate how they make art a competition. I really think that art is bigger and better than that.
Yeah.
And I think that when we work together, and Joaquin said something about a cow in his speech today, and I'd like to pay tribute to that. Yeah. Also, I would also just like to honestly say, I think your reports this year, both Matt and Jess, were the best ones you've ever given. And can I just say that I ate the gift bag. I ate the gift bag, and now I've got to go to the toilet. I'm not feeling well.
You weren't even to eat the bag, just the contents.
Oh, I ate the gift bag.
This is diarrhea.
This is a classy affair, Jess.
I pooed my tuxedo.
No.
Luckily, I uncharacteristically wore a brown tuxedo.
No.
So it's all kind of stuff.
Stop letting me host these.
I just have to say, my favourite episodes this year were not my own, so I don't think I deserve this, but thank you all the same.
Well, the people have voted and they think you do deserve it.
I'd love to hear the next category, which traditionally is the best report listeners duo team. And the nominees
yes,
are...
and the nominees are the Sass Twins.
Ooh.
End of list.
No, I mean, you've got to give all the nominees.
Okay,
there.
The other option is whatever the fuck Matt and Dave are.
What Matt and Dave. Matt and Dave in the morning.
Aren't we there? We're Matt and Dave in the morning.
Yeah.
And the other option is Dave and Jess.
There were names for all of us. I can't remember what the others were.
Yeah, I made it weird.
And I think that says a lot.
And the winner at 100% of the votes, Sass Twins.
Oh. What about Matt and Dave in the morning?
Matt and Dave in the morning.
Woo, woo, woo.
Okay.
We did it. Oh, we've all got an award so far.
Guys, we're so cute. All right, our next category. I can't be I don't
was
know.
That one? That was one of the categories they do in the ad breaks.
Yeah. No,
yes,
before the ad breaks.
Yeah,
before
yeah.
The
it's at a different up. Event.
The music, you don't bother.
Yeah. I don't know where the music should go, so I'm just going to put it where I feel like
I
it.
I love it. I'm excited.
Next category.
You're the band leader.
Random wiki-wikis.
Well, we're heading into now favourite episodes of some of our spin-off podcasts.
Ooh.
Starting with our most recent, Listen Now.
Fantastic.
How many episodes have there been?
Well, we're up to 17 this week coming, I think. So,
okay.
Fair effort.
But for last year, I think we got up to 11 episodes by the end of 2019.
Right, yes, okay. So, again, there is a tie for second place.
Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, in the Oscars, they don't necessarily tell you who came second.
I'm curious, though.
But we will for this one. So tied for second is episode one.
Ah.
Australian pub rock and Cold Chisel's early years, and episode four, East.
Oh, the big breakthrough album.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But number one.
What's it going to be?
Episode eight, Barking Spiders, the farewell tour album featuring Jess Perkins and Dave Waterkey.
Oh, fantastic. Do we get a statuette for this?
I think we all get a statuette for that, surely.
So we're all on one each then now. So that's good, isn't it?
What? Aren't we all on two each?
Two each is what I meant.
Yeah, all right.
You know I'm great at maths. Everyone.
The body count is going to be big on this one.
Is that surprising?
We call the awards bodies.
Oh, no.
Why are you doing that? There's other funny sounds that aren't that.
What? What is there?
I thought I was birds feeling better, cheeping, but I'm not. Maybe I thought I'd flushed it out, but I haven't.
Not like a waterfall or like some sort
mate,
of.
Mate, I am like a waterfall. Can I just ask, were you surprised by the fact that that was the.
I guess based on who's voting, it makes some sense that they voted for the episode that you two are on. But yeah, I think that was a really good episode as well. I really enjoyed those. We did it so we had we had guests on the live episodes. Evan came on one as well, and also David Quirk came on one. And they were real fun, the live Cold Chisel albums. I've had so much fun doing that series.
Yeah, it's great.
It's been a real good time. I love listening to Chisel and then talking about it.
Yeah, so good. You get it's nice to be able to listen to something you already like and call it research.
Yeah.
It's the best. All right, moving on then to favourite book cheat.
Ooh. The nominees are every episode from last year.
There's a lot of them. Do you want to know what came in third and second?
Maybe that's what you do. You can give the nominee. They sort of do give the runners up because they're just the nominees.
Okay, right? Yeah, sure. All right. Well, hang on. I'll play some music then. Or will I? There we go. Okay. All right.
Ooh, epic.
The nominees are Wuthering Heights Volume 1 with Josh Earle and Kirsty Wiebeck.
I listened to that last week.
Oh, it's a fun one.
I did enjoy that more than part 2.
Episode 22, that was.
It was a real...
The story
like
was,
you,
yes.
The story was... I was so tantalised.
Number 11, Sherlock Holmes, A Study in Scarlet with Mr. Sunday Movies and Claire Tonti.
Ooh. Power couple.
And the winner is episode 28, Lolita, part 1 with Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay-Birch.
Wow. Oh. There you go. The one that we were all three of us were terrified to record that episode. As it is a controversial book.
Just wanted some triumph in there.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Andy and Al, appreciate them. Of course, this award, it's theirs as much as it is mine.
Of course. Yeah.
It's also the people's.
They are they are two in the think tank. I love it because, Dave, you can't lose that award.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, now, because normally the fact that you guys have other podcasts, I'm sort of like, look at these idiots doing extra work. But now when it comes to award time, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we've got three and you've only got two.
Dave look like an idiot.
Dave didn't even have me on his show. I wasn't even eligible on a book cheat this year, last year. He didn't even have me on one time.
I don't think that's true.
It feels wrong. Possibly is it. Factually wrong, is it? It's factually...
Jess, you were on and you didn't win, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, I know. I get it. It's fine.
But I must say the record for the episode with most downloads is...
JP.
Anyway.
So you get that award.
Moving on a little bit now. Moving on to favourite episode of Primates.
Oh, I'm fascinated by this as well. It was a big year for Primates 2019.
So many
big year.
Great
big
episodes
52,
to choose from.
52?
Did 52, the 52. Years, wow. Full 52. I haven't missed a week on Primates.
The nominees.
So, I mean, an episode goes out, whether I basically missed the week or not.
The nominees are episode 67, David Attenborough's Dynasties.
Oh, great episode.
Ben Russell and Bree Williams.
Oh, yeah, fantastic episode. They're coming back in a couple of weeks to do War for the Planet of the Apes, finishing out that trilogy.
Wonderful.
Maybe
recording they can
it
win.
Tomorrow.
Maybe they can win for next time.
Oh, maybe. Next I reckon that'd be a real good chance.
Episode 30, Primates of the Year 2018 with Ben Russell and Stuart Dorman.
Ben, wow. I'm also, the voting is open right now for Primate of the Decade, if anyone wants to vote.
How many votes do you have going at any one time?
I love a poll.
Well, the winner is episode 77, getting fruity with the boys.
Basically a different podcast.
That's funny. That feels like there's a little message in there somewhere. Wow, getting fruity with Matt and the boys.
Wow.
With Jackson B. Bailey, or Jackson Bailey and Adam Carnivale.
That's also the winner of best episode of Getting Fruity with the Boys.
It is.
Yeah. Thanks for spoiling the next category, Dave. Unbelievable.
Sorry.
That was episode, I think, 245 or something like that as well. It was when we just finished the apple arc and we moved on to melons.
Yes. As you do.
The logical next step.
Yeah, of course. Apples to melons.
That's fun. I do like how people like that. There's a few people have said to me, it's like someone tweeted or something saying that it's like that episode was like a joke that they didn't really like that just kept going for over an hour.
Oh, that's fun.
Thank you.
Did you get to the end of the hour or?
Yeah, I imagine probably not. I think there were, in my mind, like the overarching joke, sure. But there's still jokes made in between the joke. It's like primates in itself is one joke that I'm doing a podcast about primates. And then we're trying, like it's all meant to be fun in between. Anyway.
Here's the thing.
That's a naysayer. And that just won the award for best episode.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's interesting that they're often the episodes that get the most love also get hate when normally no one bothers to tell me something shit because it's like kind of a weird thing to do. But
I didn't like this. Okay. Well, I can't go back and change it.
But it is funny. The episodes where a lot of people do like it. It's sort of similar happened with Do Go On last week where I was a little bit tipsy and
shit-faced.
And that was also one where a lot of people said they really enjoyed it and a couple of people were like, that was fucked.
That was not on.
And not their cup of tea, and that's fine.
That is fine, of course.
Of course it's fine.
Why are we? I don't know. The patrons don't need to hear this. These are all our supporters.
The patrons are the ones who love us, and it's a safe space where we can talk to them.
That's true.
And you just won an award, mate.
And I haven't even been. Is this my acceptance speech?
Yeah, it's bad.
This is awful.
Anyway,
I want to say.
I was trying to do the Adam Sandler acceptance speech.
No,
that went real.
I couldn't remember any of his words. Sorry.
Hey, it should be to be.
Did you see he won an Independent Spirit movie award?
Oh, I didn't
see it. That was a great. He did it in his sort of like his old school Sandman voice. Anyway, thanks so much. thanks so much for allowing primates in this podcast network. It's obviously the silliest of all the podcasts we do. But I hope people find some value in it. It's meant to be a bit of good fun.
All right, mate. At this point, security's coming on the stage.
Imagine if they took Brad Pitt off by security. Oh, it'd be so funny. He's in handcuffs. Thank you.
Come on, mate. Come on.
I reckon we'll have to do another episode of Getting Fruity with the Boys if that's the response to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be the pod. It should be the pod. People love it.
People love fruit. I like the idea of a podcast where it could just be whatever you want. You know, you can have a muck about.
Well,
there's a retooling in the works going on behind the scenes. I think I'm going to put out some pilots on Patreon only.
Okay.
I've got a couple of new ideas.
Test some waters.
Yeah.
Just one of them getting fruity with the boys.
Yeah.
Well, our next award is a big one. It's favorite episode of Do Go On. 2019.
Oh, wow.
A fascinating oversight on here as well.
Fascinating oversight?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You'll see.
So 52 episodes?
52 episodes.
52 nominees. And they are.
I'll tell you the top three.
I set up the poll. Have I fucked something up?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So the nominees are episode 170, The Essex and the Real Life of Moby Dick.
Wow.
The Real Life Moby Dick, not the Real Life of Moby Dick.
There's a lot of Galapagos tortoises
and that
episode.
Yeah. Was a Dave report?
That yes. was. Thank you very much.
And there was oil in the sperm whales' heads.
Yes.
That's about all I remember. But no, the burning turtles.
Yeah.
Was that a good episode?
It was a great episode.
They starved. Remember that?
I'm not saying that was an issue.
They were found at the end nibbling on bone, gnawing on bones, and they'd gone insane.
That's right. What a fascinating story.
Another fascinating story was also nominated. Episode 203, The Halifax Explosion.
Oh,
also a Dave Warnocky.
So another great episode.
Thank you for people enjoying that one.
I find this fascinating to hear the episodes that people love the most.
Do you have a guess for what would be number one?
I would have no idea.
Oh, Oh, championship, this is called. Isn't this fun? Dave, any idea what it might be? I'm
struggling to remember what episodes we did this year. I don't remember any that stood out.
I remember the Unabomber was very popular.
Oh, Unabomber, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. What about episode 197, The Principality of Sealand?
I remember loving that episode.
Woo! That was a great episode.
That was a really good episode.
Another fruity episode. Dot Demon.
Oh my god, Fruits of the Sea, Dot Demon.
I think that's the funniest moment.
People love fruit. The patrons
love
fruit.
Fruit.
Sealand.
It was a ripping report, and that Fruits of the Sea, Dot Demon.
And I love those ones where I know nothing at all about it. That makes sense. That's Sealand.
Can you stop playing?
All right.
Was that supposed to be a fart?
It was fart in water.
Oh, fart in Sealand thing.
That's clever.
No, it was a fart in water.
No. Well done, Jess. How does it
feel? Thank you so much. It does feel good. That was a very fun and wacky report. Like, that story is crazy.
I love wacky leaders.
And we had a lot of fun with it, didn't we? So we had a lot of fun. Just obvious friends.
Bloody good stuff.
So I would love to thank this award on behalf of me.
I would love to thank this award on behalf of me.
Oh, fuck.
I've had a few drinks.
I love to thank this award. I love you award.
Just staring into the statue.
Start kissing it.
I think we've all won the same amount now. We should just call it there.
Well, none of us are nominated for the next one. Because the next award is for Favourite Guest Reporter.
Ooh.
Oh, I was robbed.
Probably our year with the most nominees, the most guests.
First year it was funny because it was just Meso and James.
Yeah. And then even the second year Naomi won, but was it just her and Meso?
No, I think there was a few more? Others. I think there was Dusha.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Was Jill that year? With the Malice at the Palace?
No, that was this year.
That was this year.
Just
snuck in January
2019. So, yes, Josh Earle, Naomi Higgins, Carl Chandler, Nick Mason.
Oh, yeah, Mike Patton. That was great.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So Naomi did Rihanna.
The poo hair dryer.
That was funny.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now I remember. Nick Mason with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Sam Tonkin with Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, great. So many great guest episodes.
So many good ones. But the winner. Oh. And it's so, so close. There's two votes in it.
Whoa.
How out of. Because it was. I think I saw the.
337 votes.
Ooh. A lot of the people in the Academy didn't vote this year.
Second place is on 95. But out in front. With Keen for Peen, it's Alistair Tremblay-Birchall.
ATB.
What a guy, Al.
And I reached out to Al and I said, hey, mate.
Yeah. What'd he say?
He said, hello, Jess. I was like,
that was Dave Callahan.
Dave Callahan to the phone.
Fuck. Anyway, Al.
Oh, it's pretty doable.
It's doable. I said, Al, would you be able to record an acceptance speech?
Oh, yeah, that should be doable.
And here's what he said.
Do go on, listeners. My Lord, thank you so much for this great honor. It means very much to me that my Keen for Peen episode was voted so highly. But what you have done is you've put a target on my back. Nick Mason is definitely coming after me.
Two votes in it.
So, you know, every cloud has a... whatever the opposite of a silver lining is. But thank you still. Thank you very much. I can't think of any way to be grateful enough, especially with how I'm about to plug two of my comedy festival shows, both Teleport that I'm doing with Andy Matthews from Two in the Think Tank at Comedy Festival.
Hello, it's me, Andy Matthews. Please come.
And also my other show, Alistair Tremblay-Birchall couldn't be more thrilled with everything. That's a solo stand-up show. Now, that's such a... You've already showed your gratitude, but, you know, that's... Anyway, I'm just putting that out there. Thank you so much. I hope you have great lives. Toodles.
Beautiful.
Do people often squeeze in a plug in their acceptance speech?
I think more should.
That reminded me of Andy's fantastic report on Isaac Newton back in the day as well. That must have been the year before. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
It is funny to think, like, even, like, at the Academy
Have we ever had a dud guest report?
Oh, yeah.
Struck from the they wouldn't have heard it. We didn't put it out.
Yeah. Straight in the bin.
No, we haven't, actually. There's been reports of mine that I've thought, oh, get rid of that. But all of our friends have done a wonderful job, and we appreciate
them. Thank you so much.
Okay, a few more awards to go. Are you excited?
Yes. We're getting to the pointy end now.
I know. It's bloody hell, it's exciting. I'm
trying to think what else there could be.
Yeah.
Well, we actually did. Last year was was it the most live shows we've done? We did so many live shows last year.
Yeah, so many.
That's right,
like 20-ish, I think I counted at one point. Heaps. We didn't necessarily release them all into the main feed, but there's still a whole bunch that are eligible for this next award.
I think because we are wary that not everyone loves the live episodes once they go on the feed, so we're conscious of not putting them all out so that it's not too flooded with live episodes. If some people wonder why a live show they went to isn't put in the main feed, that's the reason.
Yeah.
We try to keep the balance of everything, to keep everyone as happy as we can. We're people pleasers.
Can't help it.
We make a shit product because you can't please everyone.
So do you want me to read you just refresh your memory?
Yes.
Some of the live eps. So we had Astounding Animals, which was live in Adelaide.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that feels like so long ago. Sydney, I remember that was about the bandit riding an ostrich and the Groundhog Day.
Yep.
And
a camel.
Oh, yeah, Harry the camel.
Harry the camel.
Shot a man.
Oh, that's right.
And then the man shot him.
Oh, that's right.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
We also had The History of Vegemite live in Melbourne. That had Nick Mason in it.
Ah, yes.
Sydney Sheinberg also live in Melbourne.
R.I.P.
We also had one of our Koh Samui shows, An Explorer, A Pimp, and Many, Many Beers.
Yes.
There was the Oneida Community from Sex Cult to Dinnerware live in Sydney.
That was a fun episode.
That was 200?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
That was so fun.
Yeah, I remember that being a lot of fun.
It was a great live show.
The audience were up for it.
Yes. They were great.
Hoping to come back to Sydney sometime this year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
There's also Wild World Records, which was live in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, that was fun too.
I remember that.
We should go back to Brisbane.
We should.
You did talked about balloons.
Yeah. There was, funnily enough, the 1897 Arctic Balloon Expedition live in Perth.
That was also great fun.
So good.
They've all been fun.
Dublin Whiskey Fire and Other Irish Tales. That was a riot.
That was a great crowd.
The Stone of Scone Heist and Other Festive Tales from London.
Okay. Well, we're on a good streak. And no, that was also fun. I was going to say whatever came up next. That was
big crowd, which is always fun.
I found that one really enjoyable, actually. As with all the other ones.
There was also Sir Christopher Lee live in London.
Also fantastic. That was a great day in London.
That was so good. But the winner, which might surprise you, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what else there is.
Actually, no, it probably won't surprise you. Another show from Koh Samui.
Oh, yes, of course.
Dumb Death.
Mr. Hands.
Featuring, of course, Mr. Hands.
They liked that. All right. I was not sure.
That got 25% of the vote.
Right.
88 votes. The next closest was the Sex Cult, and that was 63.
Yeah, right.
So it was a clear winner there.
Let's just say that it might not be for Mr. Hands. It might have been for that woman that went over the thing in a barrel.
Yeah, it could have been that.
That's true. It could have been.
Probably.
Or the man who had the faulty gun, something.
Oh, yeah. He demonstrated how the guy, he must have done this and then shot himself by accident.
So good. I don't remember
That's
that.
A dumb death. Well, I thought you guys meant fuck deaths. That's something I think I said that day.
Yeah.
You were trying to appease the dum-dum crowd.
Yeah.
We're fucked too, don't worry.
We're crazy.
Well, it turns out that the Do Go On patrons are into it.
They love it.
Oh, that's cool. That was great to just relive those very briefly. I'm like, oh, they were all great fun.
I'm also kind of happy that the one that won it in the end was one that we all did a mini report. So, yes, it was definitely Mr. Hands that got it over the line, but Dave and I still get little mini statues.
Yes.
So,
and the little statues are of little horses or big horse dicks. Didn't he get remember he got a cast made of his horse favorite horse's dick?
Oh, yeah.
That is awful.
What the?
Hey, gentlemen, we have.
That's got to be.
Two more.
Two more awards.
Two more awards.
Oh.
That sounds like a.
Your orchestra can do it all.
Yeah, with just I just gesture to them and they know.
They know.
They know what to do. Just kind of get the volume right. Here we go. So, favorite bonus episode from last year?
Ah, okay. Was the Wild Dogs last year?
No. Was it? No.
No, that seems like a while ago now.
Yeah, it does seem like ages ago. The one that came in third, I don't remember.
Okay.
It was from September.
That's not long ago.
And it was MK Ultra.
Oh, yes. That was my follow-up to the Unabomber.
I don't remember MK Ultra.
So MK Ultra was the secret FBI, the sort of drug testing people without their knowledge. Including the, what was the two-way glass?
Oh, they were watching people like party.
The prostitute, the sex worker would lure a John, and then they'd drug the John and watch them through the two-way glass while drinking cocktails.
That's right. I do remember that.
That was part of it.
And that was government sanctioned.
Yes, and then it came out because they didn't bury the files properly. Incriminating files got filed in the wrong spot and the rest got destroyed and they ended up turning up. Anyway, you can hear that in the episode.
I'll go back and listen because I don't remember it.
That's wild.
But coming in second is the 2018 Do Go Honours, a.k.a. Shiny Go.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. What? The circle jerk is complete.
But number one, do you have any guesses of what number one might be?
I'm trying to think. Is Jeff the Mongoose?
No, that was a year before, I'm sure.
What else? What about one of Dave's fact finders?
No. In fact...
Oh, was it the Science Hour? Tell me it was the Science Hour.
Sadly, it was not the Science Hour. But I'll ask you a question and see if you can remember if this will help you, Matt. When you were sitting in the audience in Sydney... What song did you bait me to sing in full on stage in front of nearly 300 people?
Can I answer?
A certain TV theme.
How does it go? Can I give me the opening bar?
Hang on.
You know we belong together.
Yes.
You and I forever and ever. No matter where. Working in a bridal shop of flushing queens.
Till the boy kicked her out of one of those crushing scenes. Bop, bop. Was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny.
This one? The nanny one.
So over the bridge of Flushing to Sheffield's door. She was there to sell makeup. But the final song was she had style. She had flair. She was there. And so she became the nanny. Who would have thought that the girl would describe that band? Which is exactly what the doctor prescribes. Now the father's finally smiling, watch out, see, and the kids are up smiling, smiling. She's the lady in red, where everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fred. That one.
That's interesting. I think I did that report.
No, what? Oh, yes, you did. I was like, what? Yeah, you did. You absolutely did, and you won. So what would you like to say?
Oh, that's great. I love doing the bonus episodes. I love doing the mini reports, because you can do topics that maybe you wouldn't get away with doing as a full show.
Yeah.
Like the nanny. It feels like you could only do that as a bonus episode. And it was cool to read up on the history of it and... Fran's still getting about. The idea's still going around. It seems like it's kind of come back in some way or another.
That story of her, talking up the exec in first class.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Pitching the show and getting it made.
Really good.
What a badass.
And then, she was away on a holiday and she stepped on this girl's shoes and said, "This is the character," or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's a wild story.
And it was a lot of fun. And it's just a fun show, and we liked singing the theme song.
Bam, 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 bam.
Which brings us to the final category.
Oh, my goodness. What could it be? Great.
Favorite
music.
Do Go On Ep of the decade.
Oh, my goodness. All 10 years. What a great 10 years it's been.
So basically, that's pretty much of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Take out the last month and a bit.
Yeah, that's right. And look, the ones we've done at the start of this year, absolute dog shit. So it's probably best.
I actually think they're the best we've ever made.
Well,
it's a slow start.
I can't wait for the awards next year. But the nominees are...
So this is the top
of
three?
Of all time. Top three.
Oh, can you give goodness. Us... Oh, you only got top three?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then only give us that. I'm fascinated, though. I'll have to dig out the results.
I've got top three here.
Great.
Number three. Episode 127, Escape from Colditz Castle.
Oh, that one last year's favourite episode. Does that make sense that it would be up high?
Probably no surprise. Number two is episode 10, Cremation, Burial, Other.
I was thinking that because people talk about that so often, you remember it.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that might be up there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The second, I don't know what will be.
I reckon I have a funny feeling.
What do you reckon?
I think it'd be the epic journey of one man, one ship, and a troop of slugs.
Oh.
And he has nailed it. Ah. Shackleton's endurance.
Really?
Number one of the decade.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And that, again, was a Dave, wasn't it?
Thank you.
Dave. Imagine, Dave just, you know when they're in the Olympics and all three flags are the same country?
They all have my face on it.
Yeah.
Well
what,
done,
what is
Dave.
The national anthem of Dave? Should we play it now?
We already did.
Anywhere you want it.
Oh, is
it a zipper?
It's the national anthem of Dave.
Doing up a long fly.
Well, thank you very much, everyone that voted. The most recent one of those top three is Colditz, but have we peaked? Did we peak at episode 60?
Yeah, we didn't.
60,
that
oh
means
God.
We didn't. The ones this year. I think that's, nostalgia kicks in. You
also,
know,
you and I didn't. Did Dave do Colditz as well?
Yeah.
So we did not even feature.
No. Well, I'd love to see what's fourth. Okay, another Dave. Fifth. What about sixth?
Well,
top 10's pretty good. Top 50's pretty good.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I can never quite remember. And also, you never really know which are the ones that fully can. Because I remember last year being surprised by Colditz being the standout.
Yeah.
You just never really know. But Shackleton doesn't really surprise me because that...
The slugs bit.
Yeah, that was the slugs bit. I remember I was away on holiday at the time, and I remember it blew up. I think it was the first episode of ours that went pretty big. Dave was messaging me going...
Number one on the Billboard charts.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was something like that. Well, it's been a real fall from grace ever since.
Yeah, it's been all downhill.
Dave, could you do another epic, please?
Dave!
All right. They like the epics. Oh, is that the...
That's the nomination music. I really need more to round it out a bit, you know? Bring it home.
Thanks to everyone that voted. What an absolute treat it's been here.
Oh, it's so good to tux up.
Oh, absolutely. My brown tuxedo. Thank goodness I wore brown. That was just chance.
So convenient.
That wasn't strategic.
Oh, I know.
Thank goodness.
You never plan diarrhea.
No.
You can't.
You should always plan for diarrhea, though.
Yes. And wear a brown tuxedo.
Live fast, diarrhea. I've always said that.
I think this was great because, you know, all of those... awards shows just drag on for hours and hours and hours. In and out. Get them done.
Well, yeah, well, it felt longer, but it's only been about 40 minutes.
Why did it feel longer?
Chuck in some commercial breaks.
I just talked a lot.
If you add in commercials.
Without saying a lot.
And you hate fart songs.
We could round this up to 2 hours with commercials.
Easy.
Which we will.
We'll add them in post. Thanks so much for putting that together, Bob.
Yeah, great.
Another
work.
Fantastic ceremony. Dave's going to, I think, said you want to have the reins passed over to you next year.
Yeah, cool. But just because we do it month by month, we take it in turns. Just the way it happens is I'm yet to host.
Yeah. So, maybe we'll rotate that around.
We'll forget, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't listen back to these, so we'll forget.
Oh, I listen.
Oh, okay.
Well,
give us some kind of resounding wrap up, you know?
Yeah. Well, you've won the last award.
Well, thank you. Thank you to my co-host, Jess, my co-host, Matt, our guest co-host this year. And what a fantastic year it's been. But 2020, it's a new decade, a new era, new do go on. And I think that we'll come together and make an even better show. Thank you and good night.
Good night, that's beautiful. Ladies.
And
goodbye.
Do go
Patreon!
Woo! I would have done it that time, but you didn't count me in.
We're going to George Clooney's after party, yeah!
Yeah!